Our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And once again, it is time to welcome in our friends from OKM Music. And we also have John Hawk in here today. And you are one of our board members. And congratulations, first of all, on a reformatted festival that actually turned out to be quite inspiring and quite great.
Well, thank you very much, Tom. We've really been pleased with how it's been going, and mm-hmm. what we've really been amazed about is, like, on the live streaming, we've had people from overseas and from all over, and mm-hmm. we've actually had increases in numbers that normally come to our concerts to just get on the live stream, and it's been a learning experience for us, you know, with mm-hmm. with all the comments as the concert goes along, et cetera. But we've been really pleased with the reception.
Well, John, I got to tell you, this is a great organization, and you have some great people on board that could steer OKM across these really chancy waters and really reposition and navigate it to where it needs to be. And with this COVID situation, really, it's uncharted waters for a lot of people, but with that, the festival taken care of, we've got another event that's coming up that we're going to do a little differently as well.
We do. We're really excited to announce on October 17th, we're going to have October Nest.
October Nest. What is this?
This is basically a live streaming event for Oktoberfest, mm-hmm. But we're calling it October Nest. And it's really going to be Bavarian food, sweets, and, of course, beer, but it's going to be a little bit different format. What we're going to do is we're actually going to live stream from, you can watch from the comfort of your home, like stein-holding competition. We're going to have a polka band. We're going to have chicken dancing. We're going to have beer tasting, mm-hmm. raffles, dancing. And we're going to live stream all this right from our Facebook feed to everybody's home. And so and we're asking people to sign up for it between October 1st and 14th. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a little different because the food's going to be a little trickier than this time, but we're going to ask everybody to order what we call a party corp, which is a German word for a food basket, if you will.
Yeah.
And thanks to Price Meats Market and Ziggy's, they're going to provide us with a party corp basket, which we'll have with brats, sauerkraut, German potato salad. Of course, you got to have the German pretzels with mustard, and then apple strudel, and then the Liebenkuchen cookies, which are kind of heart-shaped cookies. You can have all that in a basket and order that. And then on the 17th, you come pick that up, and then at 5:30, we start the live stream on the 17th. So it's going to be really kind of fun. I know there's going to be a lot of things being live streamed. Some are going to be surprises, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And everyone will get their little picnic basket and be able to eat and drink at their comfort of their own home. Forgot to mention that they can also order a six-pack of Oktoberfest beer, of course, if they're over 21.
Yeah.
So you can have that in addition to the picnic basket, if you will. And so it should be a lot of fun for you can have family and friends over and just watch the live stream.
This is something. And, John, I got to tell you, you got some of the cleverest folks. This was really kind of neat how this came about, putting this all together, reaching out to business partners to make it happen, and then, of course, wrapping it up with a bow by making it fun.
Yeah, we had a lot of people say, we really want you to do some sort of Oktoberfest event. As you mm-hmm. know, Tulsa had to cancel theirs, and across the country, a lot of them are canceled. So we thought really a lot of creativity from Mary Lynn, ma'am, who's the board chairman, and other folks, to really step up and do something like this. So we're pretty excited about it. The Oktoberfest has been a really, since 2011, have been a really kind of a key part of our festival.
Sure.
It's really taken off. Yeah. And so we wanted to keep the momentum going.
Now, I understand, I wasn't here for this, but I saw some of the traditions carried forth last year, of course, with all of the fun, the dinner, the food, silent auction, the dancing, and everything else like that. And then We held it outdoors last year, but I don't know where it was beforehand. Was it indoors?
It was. We started out in 2011, and it was indoors. It's mm-hmm. kind of a German dinner, and then we had uh-huh. kind of a live silent auction and mm-hmm. dance. And then 4 years ago, we moved it outside, and it just took off.
Festive.
Really, mm-hmm. we were amazed the first year. We've been doing this about 4 years. Mm-hmm. How many people came? We had the traditional beer tent, and we had vendors around. it just took off, and we started out like 400 or 500 people, and last year we had over 600 people. So really, the community has really embraced this, and we're happy to kind of, in a different little different way of doing it, but to mm-hmm. continue it on for 2020.
This is really something else. I mean, like I said, it takes a lot of ingenuity. It takes a lot of folks putting some great ideas together. But boy, this came together nicely. And our sponsors are having some fun with us too, aren't they not?
They are. And we have some great sponsors, which I'd like to certainly give a shout mm-hmm. out to. You know, we have thanks to Arvest Bank, mm-hmm. COP, P66, Truity Credit Union, Ernst & Young, and Mary Lynn Mim, Attorney at Law Office, mm-hmm. and Revo Financial. They've all been community sponsors of this, and we really appreciate this because it's not always easy to sponsor something that's a little bit different than the tradition, but they've all stepped up, and we can't be more pleased with the community support.
Now, John Helk is with us here with OKM Music, one of our board members here. With these fundraisers, where does the money go? People say, well, you know, you do so many great things in the community. Well, it's things like this.
Well, for this is one of our annual yeah. fundraisers, and the proceeds of this really go to support our artists and children's programming. Mm-hmm. So it's really a key fundraiser of ours. So we certainly ask that we're going to ask for a $10 donation to sign up for our live stream, mm-hmm. and obviously we'll take more. And so it is a key fundraiser for us, mm-hmm. but it really goes back in the community. You know, OKM is not for profit, and so everything mm-hmm. we use and more goes right back into a lot of, and our passion is children's programming. So we do a lot of that mm-hmm. Throughout the year, and obviously at the main festival, and then also to support our artists, because one of the things that's happening with COVID, as you know, is artists, venues are being closed down, or concerts canceled. Mm-hmm. So artists are really having to scramble as well. So we also feel good about being able to support our artistic community, both here and mm-hmm. and nationally, to have venues to do their music.
This is really something else. Now, OKM Music has been a great part of our community for a good long time. And folks, if you had children in the children's programs that we've had, you know just how valuable it is. Maybe the kids are a little older now, but you know, let's make sure that we've got this for your grandkids. Let's make sure that we've got this for your nieces and nephews, or maybe your neighbor kids as well. Now, the programs that ran this past summer, I understand, even with COVID and doing a lot of things online and with distancing and everything else, went very well.
Went really well. We had a magic show, Friends for the Kids. Uh-huh. I was really surprised how many people showed up, you know, social distancing mm-hmm. with their mask and everything. And so there seems to be kind of a hunger to have these kind of events and keep them going mm-hmm. in with the proper safeguards. And so we've been really pleased because you mentioned it, we're kind of all in uncharted waters. And so especially mm-hmm. when you do music venue type programs, it really is kind of a different animal. But we've really been very pleased with all our events this year. I'd say the people attending have been, we've mm-hmm. been surprised on the upside.
Well, John, again, you know, the adaptability, the maneuverability, and to be able to really kind of meet this head on, where some have kind of been a little, music is for everyone. Music has to survive. It'll survive any pandemic. And we have to make sure that our community stays with this constant benefit that we get from OKM. And it's up to us here in the community to ensure its survival, too. And so far, people have really been picking it up and running with it.
We really appreciate the support. And you know, we've learned some things, too. I think maybe going forward, we'll always, the live streaming may be a part of the overall program as we go forward. We'll just see how it works.
Mm-hmm. But, an enhancement.
As an enhancement to what we're doing. So we've actually learned some things. And so hopefully we'll come out of this with some enhanced programming ideas. And so it's been kind of our Mary Lynn and the folks back in the office have been very creative in what they've done. And I think they're expanding and they're getting excited about some new programming for even next year. And so I think this has kind of gotten the wheels turning about different things we can do.
I guess we can't say the same old anymore, can we?
No, it's different. And you know, I've been going to this I've moved here in 96 and mm-hmm. 20 plus years. It was very formal in orchestras and things. And as you know, musical tastes have changed.
They've widened.
And the industry, it's widened and things have changed. And so OKM has really kind of moved along with the times. Mm-hmm. And I think we're kind of really kind of more of the cutting edge of some of the music festivals around, and we've been able to adapt quite nicely, and the community's been very supportive. I've been very impressed, again, especially this year, because when we've had some of these venues start up, we didn't know what to expect, and we've been really pleased with the turnout.
John Elk, we've got October Nest coming up for the folks who are just joining us here. Folks tune in all the time. They say, well, I caught part of that. It is coming up. It is replacing Oktoberfest this year.
This year.
And the particulars on that as well.
Well, again, it's going to be called October Nest, a play on Oktoberfest. It'll be October 17th. Uh-huh. It's going to be a little different. We're going to have the live streaming, and so you're going to be able to see the Steinholding competition, which is one of my favorites, the polka band. I'm not so good on the chicken dance, but you're going to see that. You're going to see all the traditional things. We're actually going to have a raffle. So that's going to be the live streaming. The food's going to be a little different this year. It's called a Party Corp, which is a German basket full of goodies that, thanks to Ziggy's and Price Meat Market, they're going to put together this basket. And you're going to order it by going to okmmusic.org or calling us at 918-336-9900 to say you're going to be part of the festival, and then you can order your basket. And you can do this a la carte. You don't have to order the whole thing, but I would really recommend you order the whole thing, because you're going to have everything from brats, sauerkraut, German potato salad, pretzels. You're going to have apple strudel, and there's going to be a Liebenkuchen cookie, which I can never pronounce right, but it's called Liebenkuchen Hearts cookies that are kind of traditional for German people to eat, especially in the festivals. And you can also get a six-pack of beer if you're over 21. You can get all that packaged together so you don't have to go out anywhere, and you go pick it up on the day of the concert, on the 17th, take it back home, and then watch the live streaming. So it'd be a lot of fun.
You just watch your Facebook like you're watching TV?
Exactly. So it's just like watching TV with your own picnic basket there. But you can order it a la carte. And we're asking, though, since it is a fundraiser, that there'll be $10 donation to OKM to sign up for the live streaming. And then, obviously, order your basket. But you can order just a little bit, or you can order the whole basket.
That's great. John, I want to thank you for being here with us here to represent OKM today.
Well, Tom, appreciate your time, and thanks for the opportunity.
Don't be a stranger, all right?
Okay,
Tell everybody back at the ranch we said hey.
I sure will.